Hello and welcome back to the Do The Thing UK podcast. I am your host, Padua Eaton, and the founder of the charity. Today we're going to be talking about how to make friends at university. If you've never listened to the podcast before, well, today's a great day to start listening because I have just started university. I am a first year, I'm a mature student, 22. So today we're going to be talking all about how I am making friends, how you guys can make friends, especially if you're introverted or have social anxiety. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode today. So a bit of background in terms of how I can relate my experiences to give advice. I went to a boarding school, so my class sizes were always very small. And then after boarding school, I studied a little bit in the States for a little while, and I made a small group of friends in the States. So when I came, and then I came back, and I had a year where I was just doing my A-levels, and I kind of shut myself off from the world a little bit, and isolated myself really in order for me to do my A-levels. And although I did really well on my A-levels, I got 3 A-stars, which was awesome. In a way, I kind of do look back on that time and think that I should have been a bit nicer to myself. I shouldn't have shut myself off to the world so much. Now, when I come to university, I've never ever been in a class size this big. We've got 240 people on my course, and I'm studying psychology. The first few weeks, I was really, really worried that I wouldn't make any friends, because here I am, 22-year-old, surrounded by 18, 19-year-olds, some even 17-year-olds, believe it or not. And I just felt really out of place. I felt like I wouldn't make friends. I felt like I wasn't really clicking with anyone. And so it was really difficult, and I got really worried, and I called my mom, and I said, oh, I'm really happy at uni, but I feel like I haven't made any friends yet. And she said, oh, your brother's the same, because my brother's just started at university as well. But don't worry, it will happen. And it did happen, you know. It was definitely a process of me having to kind of put myself in situations where I was talking to people. But sometimes people would kind of make the first move and speak to me, and then that's how I made friends with them. And I think there's kind of this thing where a lot of the time, and if you can relate to this, please let me know, because it'd be awesome to hear your thoughts on this. Inside my head, I see myself as quite a shy person and quite a introvert person, but I think to other people I seem quite confident and seem quite out there, and I think that's reflected in the fact that I was nominated and elected to be the course rep for my year group this year, which is really cool. And in a way, it's like sometimes when I'm with people, I do kind of put on this kind of air of confidence, but it's not really who I am truly, because I do sometimes find it really awkward in social situations, even if it doesn't seem that way. And in my head, I'm kind of like, oh God, get me out of this situation right now. But I think to other people, I seem probably quite normal and confident and fine. But yeah, I know that university can be so hard, especially if you do have social anxiety. I've had to work on my social anxiety over the years. It used to be so bad that when I saw people that I knew in the street, I would turn the other way and walk the other way because I didn't want to interact with them. Not because I didn't want to speak to them or I didn't like them, just because I had so much anxiety that I just couldn't communicate, and I didn't want to have to go through that whole communication process. But I think going to the States really helped, especially since they're really friendly over there, and they kind of just force you into these situations where you have to meet people all the time. And so coming to university, I did feel a bit apprehensive and scared at first, but you know, you just gotta, what you've got to try and do is you've just got to start a conversation. And I know that sounds really hard and really difficult, but it's not. Like, sometimes you can just, the person next to you, just go, oh, I'm so tired today, and just start a conversation that way, and just be like, oh, don't be afraid to, like, ask someone's name. you know, I meet new people every day, and I've been at university for, what, 2 months now? Almost 3 months. I think the more people you know, the more people, even just acquaintanceships, you get to know more people, and eventually you'll find someone that you'll just click with. Joining societies is another great way to do that. I joined the Breakdown Society, and I also joined the Japanese Society. Now, joining the Japanese Society was one of the best things I've ever done. I was so happy because I'm learning to speak Japanese, and being able to go and actually meet proper Japanese people and talk about their culture and talk in Japanese with them, and they're such lovely people, and they're so welcoming, and it was so cool. And they're not just Japanese people there, there's also English people, there's some Chinese people as well, even some Korean people sometimes, and some people from Hong Kong. It's a very, very kind of mix of people, but it's really great, and it's really kind of chilled, and it's not kind of full on at all. Everyone kind of lets you speak at your own pace. Everyone's really friendly, everyone's really inclusive, and so doing that was really helped me, especially because they're just so friendly and they're so nice, and I think it really helped me kind of build up a good starting base for friends. And so that was one way. So joining a society is another thing. Breakdance is a little bit different because I go there to learn and to improve, and slowly and steadily I'm getting to know the people that are at the Breakdance Society. I still don't know their names yet, but I'll get to know them, I'm sure, very soon. But yeah, doing that, going to breakdance, is mainly just for me to keep in shape and to do my dancing and learn new skills and things like that. So yeah, look at your university societies. There's all sorts of university societies at the University of Nottingham, sure. At the University of Nottingham, but at other universities as well, they've got a huge mix. You'll find all sorts of university societies, from the most random things like dog walking to anime to sport to volunteering to creative stuff. So yeah, just have a look, and I do recommend, if you do struggle with social anxiety, just sign up to a society, just go along and just immerse yourself, and eventually you'll get to know people. And even if the first time you go you're like, oh my god, this was so scary, like, just keep going, you just gotta try and keep going. And I know it's so difficult, especially when you have social anxiety, it's difficult to want to go back, but the more you kind of just force yourself to do it, the better it's gonna get, and the more friends you'll get. And even if your social anxiety doesn't improve, at least you'll have friends, because when you do have friends, your social anxiety tends to reduce around your friends anyway. So at least you'll feel more comfortable around people that you know. With people on your course, again, it depends what you do. Like, for example, in seminars, you can just get to know your groups. Like, I set up a WhatsApp group with my seminar group, so we kind of chat through that, and I've got to know people through that. In workshops, again, I made really good friends, actually, kind of like my group of friends now at uni are the people I sit near in my workshops. And it was, I don't know how it happened, we just kind of like just got to know each other, and just one day we all sat in the library and we all just had a good laugh, and we really got to know each other, and we, like, they invited me out for their birthday meal, and like, it was just lots of fun, and it was really easy because they were just sitting next to me. And so we, like, in some of the, we have to do a lot of experiments and programming, and everyone is struggling, like, it's everyone's worst nightmare. But at least in things like that, you can go around helping people, asking people if they need help, asking people to help you, getting help from everyone, really. And that's another good way to kind of get to know people. Another thing is, I think as course rep, it kind of has helped me quite a lot, because I do have to talk to students quite a lot, and a lot of those students that I've spoken to, I have ended up being friends with. For example, someone that I had to interview, get some feedback, I'm now friends with them just because I'd spoken to them before, and then when I saw them in the common room, they spoke to me, and then we just started talking, and we found out that we both like Yu-Gi-Oh, which was very funny. And another person as well I interviewed is now in one of my extracurricular modules, and so I sat with her and we spoke, and now it's good to have someone that I know, and I'm sure that we'll become friends as well. And I'm generally one of these strange people that if I know someone's name, if I met someone once, I'll really go to the effort if I see them to say hi, to ask them how they are, like even in passing, because that's how you kind of build friendships, you build relationships with people, so that they know who you are, they know you're friendly. It's just a way. I know that sounds mad, but that's kind of how I've got to know everyone on my, well, not everyone obviously, but a lot of people on my course. I'm seen as approachable, and so people are more likely to speak to me about issues or just random stuff. So it's a really good way to kind of just get to know people. Like, don't be afraid to just say, oh, hi, so and so, how are you? And just in passing, just say it. I think sometimes as well, I know remembering names is really hard, and sometimes when you forget, it's really awkward. Don't be afraid to just say, oh, what was your name again? I'm sorry, I forgot. But also make an effort when you do get to know someone to say, Jackie was your name, or hi, Jackie, nice to meet you. Like, just repeat their name. Like, I'm just using Jackie as an example, not specifically anybody in particular, but remember to say their name in your head and say it out loud as well. That's a good way to kind of remember names. Yeah, so that's kind of the best way to make friends, I think, is join societies, be friendly and approachable to people if you can. I know it's so difficult. I know, honestly, inside sometimes I'm like, oh my god, I'm so socially awkward, but like on the surface it doesn't come across that way at all. And I think sometimes we're our own worst enemies because we microanalyze every single thing we do. Like, oh man, I said that to that person, they're gonna think I'm super weird. Like, we do it all the time, and it's really detrimental actually, because we just gotta kind of just be ourselves and just kind of shed this kind of pretense that we think we have to kind of be, and just kind of just shed it and just go out there and just be yourself. Because, you know, generally the nicer you are to yourself, the easier it is to be yourself and to feel confident in your own skin and your own personality. So just don't be afraid to just let yourself loose, not literally, but you know what I mean, to just kind of just do it, just go, just do the thing, as we say on this podcast and as our motto, just kind of just do the thing, just do your thing, do you, just go out there, be yourself. Don't be afraid to just speak to people in seminars and lectures that are sitting next to you, maybe not during the lecture but beforehand. Just say, oh yeah, I'm so tired today. That's always a good one I use to kind of get to know. Or it's really cold, because we love to complain about the weather in England for some reason. Or to say, to ask, oh, is this the lecture on blah blah blah. Don't be afraid to just kind of make up a white lie just to kind of start a conversation up with someone, and I'm sure it will go really, really well. So if anyone out there has any kind of ideas they want to add to that, ways to kind of improve on what I've said, I 100% encourage you to do so through the iTunes page on a review. Please leave a review, because it helps us get more traction and more people listening into the podcast. If you want to be on the podcast, feel free, and to talk about mental health, to talk about anything to do with mental health, anything to do with university, school, whatever, anything you're passionate about, that we can kind of relate to the podcast, please get in touch with us at dothethinguk@gmail.com. It will be so great to hear from you and get you involved in what we're doing here. So I'm gonna go now, because believe it or not, my bike wheel burst today, and so I had to walk home from uni with my bike, and my back is killing me. So I really want to just go and chill. So I hope you all have a lovely week. Stay safe. Try your best to kind of just even just have one conversation with a new person this week. Just try it, see how it goes. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know how you kind of make new friends. I want to know everything. So I'll speak to you soon, and have a fantastic week. And remember, whatever you do, do the thing. Okay, bye.